Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Great Stories Podcast with me, Charles Morris. Christmas is here, hours away. So I want to ask you a simple question. What comes to mind when you think about God? Well, it's hard to fathom someone who's infinite, who's all-powerful, and in all places at the very same time. But on that first Christmas, God became veiled in flesh in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we're going to be breaking out our podcast format one more time. There will be no interviews, but we will be talking about the great story about the Christ of Christmas and what it means for Jesus to be both fully man and fully God. It's my prayer that by the end of this episode, you will be ready to celebrate the greatest gift of all this Christmas. I hope you enjoy. And just before we hear our Veiled in Flesh Christmas special, let me remind you that the Great Stories Podcast releases new episodes every Wednesday. May I ask you to hit the subscribe button or sign up for our newsletter at haventoday.org so you don't miss a single episode. I also want to encourage you to rate the podcast and leave us a review. This goes a long way in helping us reach others with the great story that's all about Jesus. Merry Christmas. I'm Charles Morris, and welcome to the Haven Today Christmas special called Veiled in Flesh, the Christ of Christmas. Theologians call this the Incarnation. Or sometimes we explain it to children that it was when God became man. Yet Jesus was more than that, because he was born truly God, but also truly man. The infinite God veiled himself in flesh so that we might know him. My friend, on this Christmas, this is good news in a bad news world. Wow, has 2020 been filled with more bad news than we ever expected. So that's why I want to take some time with you to listen to some of the songs of Christmas and to hear about Jesus from the scriptures. And I think by the time we finish, you'll find your heart warmed by the message of Jesus, no matter where you are today. In a car on the way to visit family, or staying isolated away from family and friends because of a pandemic. Maybe just wrapping a Christmas present. Open your heart to the good news of Christmas, that God himself has become veiled in flesh. The baby who was laid in a manger was also the true and living God. Maybe it sounds like a myth. Maybe a fanciful story to warm your heart once a year, but it is no myth, and it's not a truth that affects us just one day or one season out of the year. It ought to affect every day of a Christian's life. Won't you stay with me as we set our sights and our eyes on the amazing reality that Jesus is truly God? He is your Savior, I pray. But if he is your Savior, he's also your creator. I want us to look at a passage way, way back in Exodus 3, a famous story of a burning bush. The Israelites had spent 400 years in bondage. The great tyrant Pharaoh kept them in slavery under his powerful thumb, but not for much longer. God was about to save them, and he would do that through a reluctant shepherd named Moses. In Exodus 3, Moses has a question for God. Listen to how God answered in verse 13. Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" And then in verse 14, God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." God's name, I am. That's who he is. He has no past. He has no future. He's the eternal God who lives outside of time and space. That is a reminder we need in our day and age. The one who saved the Israelites from their slavery was no one less than their Creator God. Only He was powerful enough to do it. Only He is the great I Am. I wonder if you realize that sin is an even worse tyrant than the Pharaoh. Paul the Apostle says that apart from grace, we were all just slaves to sin. No one less than God our Creator can save us. Well, today, as you look forward to the warmth and the light of Christmas, do not forget the coming of Jesus was the coming of our Creator to save us from slavery to sin. In John chapter 8, the religious leaders were confronting Jesus again. He had made it sound like He was around even during the time of Abraham, millennia earlier. They didn't like what He was implying. So they said to Him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" And that's when Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Jesus Christ, that baby in the manger, was and is God Himself, veiled in flesh, the Creator, and the only one powerful enough to save you. You may be facing all kinds of troubles right now, this Christmas. Maybe Christmas makes you feel even worse. Well, let me just say that Jesus is mighty to save. Whatever sins you're struggling with, they no longer condemn you, because Jesus is mighty to save. He's the Creator, the Savior, the Great I Am. You're listening to Haven Today, and a special Christmas program, Veiled in Flesh, the Christ of Christmas. Do you ever find yourself thinking about God like He's not near? It can be easy to feel like God is only distant, that He's far away. There were many times that the people of Israel felt that way, even though they had their temple where the Lord's very presence dwelt. Sometimes the God of Israel seemed to be distant. That was the case in the reign of Ahaz. At that time, David's one united kingdom was divided: Judah in the south, Israel in the north. Ahaz was the king of Judah, and he found himself in a tight spot. The king of Israel had formed an alliance with a pagan king, Rezin of Aram, and together they set out to conquer Judah. We read in Isaiah 7:2, "The hearts of Ahaz and his people were shaken, as the trees of the forest are shaken by the wind." What a picture. I can relate to that. I think you can as well. This year, there have been hurricanes and tropical storms on the east coast of North America. There have been high winds and wildfires on the west coast. Whether you experienced any of this yourself or saw them on the news, you've seen how trees can snap like twigs and be torn apart by a fiery gust. That's what the people of Israel experienced, not just in the time of Ahaz, but for centuries, as they had longed for relief and deliverance. When the hearts of God's people shake like the wind of the trees, He tells them about their coming Messiah. And that's what He did for the people of Judah in their time when they were trembling. Here's what Scripture says in Isaiah 7:14. "The Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Imanu, the Hebrew phrase for with us, and El, one of the titles for God Himself. This child, born miraculously from the womb of a virgin, would be called Emmanuel, God with us. 700 years later, an angel visited a man named Joseph. The news was that his fiancée, a virgin named Mary, would be with child by the power of the Holy Spirit. She would give birth to the one who would save them from their sins. Here's how Matthew explains this story in his very first chapter. "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. There were 700 years between the prophecy and the fulfillment. Think about that for a moment. How many more times would the hearts of God's people shake? More than once, they would feel alone. But they had this promise. One day a child is coming. He would be God himself. Yes, the same God who sometimes feels far away. But in his arrival, the Lord of all creation would be veiled in flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. The world has certainly felt the winds of change in this past year. It's been a year of disruption, delays, even heartbreak. Is your heart shaking today? Do you feel the loneliness of this season overwhelming you? Well, you're not alone. The Lord himself is with you. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, and by his Spirit, you are never alone. This Christmas, he is rest for those who are shaken, and he's near to those who feel alone. Reach out to him. You can do it by faith, and you can find his presence again. With Christmas comes the final days of the year. How do you look back? Some people make sure to spend time around the holidays reminiscing about everything that happened in the year before. Others like to journal. Then they spend the end of the year looking back at all the year's entries. But one thing is for sure. If we think hard enough, there will be regrets, memories of failure, things we wish we'd never said or done. Failure can be a powerful force. An article in Psychology Today says that failure makes goals seem less attainable and builds us into a fear of failing again. It recommends that you look back at a past failure and focus only on what was in your control. Yes, that's good advice. But what if your greatest failure in life was outside of your control altogether? Well, this is the very problem that Christmas solves for us. The birth of Jesus was the marking of a new creation. His coming points us back to the original creation and to Adam. In Scripture, the Apostle Paul connects the two men, the first Adam and the last Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:14, Paul says that Adam was a pattern of the one to come. The pattern being that Adam and Jesus are both representatives, yet Adam failed in the garden. And his failure belongs to us as well because we have all come from him. He represented not just himself, but the entire human race. The old saying goes, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. We need a new representative, someone who will succeed where Adam failed. And that is the Christian hope, the second Adam, the hope of Christmas. This is a Christmas special called Veiled in Flesh, the Christ of Christmas. I'm Charles Morris. During Christmas, we have to remember we need someone like Adam to be our representative before God. Human beings are the ones who sinned, so we need a human being to make things right. A true human being. And that's why there was no other way, except that the righteous God himself would take on human flesh. That's exactly who that baby in the manger was 2,000 years ago. He was the righteous God veiled in flesh, so that, by the power of his divinity, he might obey God's law as a human being and for human beings, just like us. As in Adam, all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. That's how Paul put it in 1 Corinthians 15. That's the good news that weary women and men so desperately need today. The eternal Son of God has taken on your very same human nature. He was tempted as we are tempted. He faced hardship like we have faced hardship. But with that human nature, Christ the Lord succeeded. The second Adam, where the first Adam failed. Fully, finally, if that's true, then there is no failure too big that God cannot forgive, especially a failure that was out of your control, like the first sin that Adam committed. During this season, amidst the food and fellowship, the warm feelings, maybe just the phone calls to those you love. Don't let your failures in the Christian life get you down. Turn back to the Lord. He's near to you now, by His Word and with His Spirit. And with Him, you find forgiveness. That is what Christmas is all about. Some people I've met just don't like Christmas. As soon as stores stock their shelves with Christmas items and on the radio you start hearing Bing Crosby, they dread the arrival of that big day. Painful family dynamics, maybe the loss of someone they loved. All kinds of problems can sour a Christmas for you. And if that's you today, you're not alone. During the very first Christmas season, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was conflicted. Think about the position that she was put in. You know those familiar words in Luke chapter 1. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Mary is said to be pledged to be married in this passage. That is more than just our modern conception of being engaged. It was a legal status. So for a young woman like this, suddenly to become pregnant would surely have raised more than eyebrows. That's why in Matthew's gospel, he says that Joseph planned to divorce her quietly. This was a serious, even dangerous situation for a young Jewish woman to find herself in. Think of all the conflict and dread that you have faced this year. You may be facing it head on today. Christmas may not always be pleasant. Mary wasn't immune to this. When the angel came to deliver the Lord's message, Scripture says Mary was greatly troubled. And when she was told that a child would be born to her, she wavered in a moment of disbelief. How will this be, since I'm a virgin? In what parts of your life are you wavering in your faith? The Bible is filled with people who understand. Even Mary, Jesus' own mother. And while Jesus himself never wavered, he still took on human flesh and lived in a world of weakness and pain. He understands. And for that, we can rejoice. Despite the clear signs of God's involvement in Mary's situation, it didn't make the circumstances more easy. Some people who are listening to this special right now know just how agonizing pregnancy can be, especially near the end. Mary spent her due date traveling on a donkey from Galilee to Bethlehem. And when they arrived, there was, of course, no room for them in the inn. The message of Christmas tells us that all this trouble and all the hardship was worth it. Mary gave birth to the Christ child. It was through her that our Savior received his human nature, true flesh and blood, just like us. He is, as Paul called him, the one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. He came into this world with a true body and true soul in order that he might redeem your body and your soul together. the everlasting God, was veiled in human flesh. And he's done this for you. In Mary's struggle, we see our own struggles. But look what the Lord accomplished through it all. He is the same God today. He works all things for the good of those who love him. He brings hope in the direst of circumstances. And he has come for us by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man. Born of the Virgin Mary, he was and he is a true human being, just like you and me. On this Christmas, may the joy of the Lord, the Savior, fill your heart. May the greatness of what he has accomplished for you fill you with hope. May the greatness of what he has accomplished for you fill you with hope. And may his Spirit fill you today and every day until he comes again. Lord in heaven, we come to you in prayer this day at Christmas time. We thank you for sending your Son to come to this earth and be born as a baby, a child, living first in a manger, running away from King Herod, returning to a home in Nazareth from Egypt, and then growing up, going to the temple, and then as an adult, as a grown man, becoming the King of Kings and teacher and offerer of a kingdom that will never end. Lord, may the good news of Christmas, of Jesus Christ dying for our sins on the cross, have a special ring in our hearts today. May we hang on to this Christmas and the joy that we have for our Lord and our Savior, in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope the scripture we've heard have been an encouragement to your heart, celebrating the coming of the Savior, his birth. We'd love to hear from you. We'd like to pray for you. Send us your prayer request by visiting us at haventoday.org. That's haventoday.org. Or you can even call us at 800-654-2836. 800-65-HAVEN. I'm Charles Morris, wishing you a Merry Christmas from all of us at Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris, and this is the Great Stories Podcast from Haven Today. And this was a special Christmas program called Veiled in Flesh. Remember to make sure you get each new episode featuring our best interviews from Haven Today. Remember to hit subscribe or visit us at our website, haventoday.org. Links are in the show notes. However you plan to stay connected, I hope you'll join us next time, where again we'll be sharing the great story. It's all about Jesus on Great Stories with Charles Morris. And I hope you're having a Merry Christmas.